This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Polanco watch. Here we go. Polanco watch. Oh,
do we have to?
Yeah, 0 for 4 last night. He's 1 for 14 on the season. 6 Ks, 3 walks. So his on-base percentage is rising with those three walks. 235 on base, but his BA, his batting average, 071. He got a hit on opening day in Chicago. He's 071 right now. But he's not alone. He's not alone. And Polanco got to go. Like, come on, he's got to go. There's no hope here. I like Gregory as a guy. He's not going to get better. Polanco, Fowler, and Alford were 0 for 9 with 5 Ks last night. Those three gentlemen, when you put them all together, 2 for 30 with 15 strikeouts.
Bull. Good Lord.
My gosh.
That was also, I want to say, the seventh time in the last 59 games the Pirates have struck out at least 14 times at the plate. At least half of their outs in a given game were by strikeout for the seventh time in their last 59 games.
Clear the deck. There's cannonball coming.
Man, Polanco is the stinkiest of the stink right now,
though. Gosh.
Right. And don't forget that two of the times Alford was on base, he was picked off by the pitcher and on a line drive.
You're right
and
about
then
that.
Fowler got a hit. His hit, he got around to third base, and then that was when he forgot to tag up. Which cost him a run, which didn't cost him a game. But, yeah, there's not a whole lot going on out there with those guys.
No.
I'm okay.
No, you're not, Greg. No, you're not. It's something's got to give. And, like, we kid around, but we can't do this anymore with Polanco. I know it's early in the season, but here's the thing. His slump is 3 years old. It's not.
Yeah, no, this goes back to 2019. This is – he's been hitting under 200 for somewhere around, like, 400 plate appearances now.
Right.
It's bad. It's real bad. I just don't know. You know, I have a hard time ginning up too much outrage over it just because they're going to stink anyway. They're going to be bad this year. So, and they're going to pay them either way. So be bad while you're paying them to be bad for you and helping you get that first overall pick again.
I like to always cross-pollinate salaries from different, kind of different sports or whatever. Gregory's making, what, $11.5 million?
Yeah.
When you put it in those terms. Devin Bush makes $2.2 million this year.
Oh, dear Lord.
You know?
Oh.
I love doing those sort of things. When like you look around that that DeCastro's going to make $8.7 million and Gregory Polanco makes 11. Or that he essentially right now
Sid?
Before that change, right.
Yeah.
Before that changes and before they do anything and restructure it, that he will make more than TJ Watt. Gregory Polanco will. Right?
That's just
because TJ Watt's still at like 10.08 or something
Yeah, yeah.
So Gregory Polanco makes more than TJ Watt this year. Nuts! Nuts!
Mind-blowing.
Yes! Really crazy. All right, coming up, there is unwritten rules. We talk about them all the time. They're kind of a pain in the backside. But did something happen last night where you go, okay, if you subscribe to them, then this needs to happen? Or is it just ridiculous that we get into this discussion at all? Hey, you're going to be interested in this. I just saw a story, by the way, about during the pandemic, the spike in value of baseball cards. There was a story in one of those. Did you see that? It was just yesterday.
I saw
the
headline and the preview. I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing yet, though.
Yeah, so get in on that game. Listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday. Listen every day. It's a great show. But on Wednesdays, you hear about Starkey's Card of the Week, Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests, you know how they run every Wednesday through Friday. Check out everything contest-wise that we offer you. 937 The Fan's contest page. All right, so this happens last night, and this is thanks to our friends. I'm going to have to get used to saying this. Bally Sports Ohio, right? It's Bally Sports Ohio. They're the affiliate for the Reds, the television affiliate. And here we go. Here's Castellanos and Sam Howard.
As this ball's coming in, you have less space to work with.
And there's a golf shot. Deep left field. Castellanos again. And he is barking to his dugout. Bye-bye, baseball. Hello, lead. 3-2 Reds.
Whoa. And now he's barking to his own dugout. He's looking at his own bench going, all right, I am the man. I hit a home run, right? He's exuberant. He's excited. He's happy. And that's off of Howard, right? Now, by baseball's grand unwritten rules, who, you know, people should say have told me if they were so important, somebody'd write them down all this time. But by the unwritten rules, like Castellanos is supposed to get thrown at today because he's barking. He's exuberant. And this is, I don't subscribe to any of this stuff. If you pull something off and you're excited, be excited about it. But this is all so subjective. And it's what got Castellanos suspended. It's what got him in trouble. It's what caused that dust-up against St. Louis. When are we going to get past all this kind of stuff? I don't think it's going to turn into anything today, but he's playing. Think about the trickle-down. So he hits a home run. He gets hit in the ribs the other day. He gets hit in the back the other day. Then he scores a run. He's excited and he celebrates. It causes some pushing and shoving. He gets suspended. All because it started with him hitting a home run. Then he flexed on somebody because he was excited that he scored a run after he got hit by a pitch. This whole give and take sort of stuff, and I don't think the Pirates will be mad about Castellanos yelling at his own dugout, but it was noticeable enough that the announcers saw it. It's so dumb to me that it keeps being a thing.
Well, but I don't think it's going anywhere.
Right.
And I think the more functional conversation maybe, because I think we agree, you know, celebrate if you want to celebrate. I don't necessarily – there was something that rubbed me a little bit the wrong way, much like Contreras barking at Stallings the other day rubbed you the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that yesterday. There was something that rubbed me the wrong way about Castellanos standing over someone and flexing at the plate like that. I get he's fired up, and I got no problem being fired up. But anyway, here nor there, we agree you celebrate the way you choose to celebrate with your teammates. What I think is more interesting is – Where do we go from here? Is there an evolution in how teams, I guess, seek retribution or try to send a message? Because we see it all the time in hockey, right? Something happens. There's a hit that one team takes exception to. Well, that guy who levied the hit now has to answer the bell and fight someone.
Right.
Unless he's Tom Wilson and he skates away and runs away. And so guys fight, and then we theoretically just sort of wipe our hands of it and say, okay, we're all good now. But is anybody ever really all good? I don't think so.
Well, like, yeah, that's the
theoretically,
thing.
Theoretically,
like,
Castellanos I've never gets seen drilled one instance, in the ribs.
I've never seen one right. instance where both teams go to the foul line, right, Jim? Like, they'll go to the foul line after the game or after an incident, and they'll all line up like it's opening day and they're getting introduced, and they'll all go, okay, we're even now. It's all over. Like,
yeah,
nobody ever draws. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They don't draw the line and say it's done, and we're left to wonder if it's lingering. Like today, I'm left to wonder if the Pirates are mad at Castellanos.
Well, if they were, they would have drilled him last night in the eighth inning because he came up again because Cincinnati had, at that point, had opened up. It was a three-run game at that point. And if they wanted to hit him,
well,
you know, Feliz could have hit him.
But haven't we also seen that there's that the statute of limitations on these things, Jim? Does
right.
It feels like there isn't one anymore.
James
like,
McDonald went all
September.
Summer and hit somebody like – well, he never ended up hitting somebody. Charlie Morton had to hit somebody like 6 months later for what happened before. You hit somebody in September for what happens in the second week of the season. It's dumb.
I think it is going away, though, for the most part. You know, I can't imagine there'd be something today – you know the and we've talked about this before. It's you know unless it's a situation with the McCutcheon Chapman thing from years ago,
right?
To me that was one of those where it's like wait a minute, you know that it seems to call for some kind of retaliation. But I think for the most part, all that stuff has gone away.
I think the point is it's never easily identifiable, Chris. And it's like it's very arbitrary.
Not, but,
and it's like, is that something I should be mad about or isn't it? Well, if one guy out of our 25 is mad, then we should all be mad. Or should we? Or shouldn't we? You know, it's...
The only time it's easily identifiable is when somebody throws behind somebody. And really, to be quite honest, that's the only kind of message sending that I don't have a problem with. If there's a guy that knows he can throw it a foot behind someone's backside and he's not going to actually drill the guy in the ribs and maybe hurt him, then fine. Throw it a foot behind the guy's rear end and we all get the message. You're mad. He did something that upset you. All right. Can we move on now? That's really – waste the pitch behind a guy. If that's the way we got to go about this and we still got to have messages sent, do it that way rather than, you know, throwing it at somebody and it gets away from you and it hits somebody in the head or somebody, you know, takes one in the ribs or, you know, somebody doesn't have the armor plating on their elbow and ends up missing 6 weeks because they break something and they can't play. You know, throw behind a guy and we can all move on and just call it a day.
Yeah, right. Or, you know, or if you're just a certified lunatic like, you know, like Doc Ellis was, then that's okay. You need maybe you just need to employ that guy or have that guy run where there's no question. Yes, I was doing well, that. Like,
but that doesn't that bring it back around to the hockey aspect of
much.
This? That analogy
pretty
where
much.
How many teams do we see with that person employed anymore?
Yeah,
we just don't. Those guys don't have roles in the National Hockey League anymore, and I don't necessarily think that role exists in Major League Baseball anymore either. And so you get guys taking it upon themselves to send the message when really
within a team
they're
sport.
Not the message-sending type.
Correct,
yeah.
And it's an individual acting within a team sport. It is. It's so bizarre. It is. And I don't know. Like, if the Pirates hit Castellanos today because they didn't like the way that he celebrated last night, I'd shrug my shoulders and go, okay, that's kind of the code. If the Pirates didn't do anything and it was fine, I'd go, yeah, like the guy just celebrated. If honestly, it was 3 months from now and they hit Castellanos and we're like, you remember that game on a Monday right when we were in Cincinnati at the beginning of the season when you barked at your own bench? That's what that was for. Sam Howard's still mad about that. Really, it's so arbitrary.
Yeah,
but there's a big difference, isn't there, between kind of celebrating and barking at your own guys. If he's like running around the bases yelling at Sam Howard for some reason, that's to me that's a
we saw
know,
Dietrich
a big
get hit three times for yelling at a baseball. So I don't know. I guess that's
that.
The whole point in this whole conversation. It's so tough to define. It really is. That I don't know. I don't know what is what anymore. Who's up, who's down, what you're allowed to do, where there's a code. There needs to be like a 250 bullet-pointed rules, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, to make someone mad or have everybody be happy. It's a strange world.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.